I mentioned the Juilliard String Quartet. Well, the former cellist is Joel Krosnick. He'll be in town this week. He's one of the three judges for the Plowman Chamber Music Composition and Festival. Peter Miyamoto, the piano faculty here at the MU School of Music, is the executive director of the festival. We'll hear music of Miyamoto coming up later in the show. I recently talked with Joel Krosnick by phone. The chair of the cello department at the Juilliard School told me how life has been since he retired from the quartet now just over a year ago.
I'd spent 42 years, and there were 42 wonderful years playing all over the world and playing all kinds of music, from Elliot Carter and Ralph Shapey to Haydn and Mozart and Bach. And I loved every moment of it. And at a certain point, I was 75, and it was time to do some other things. And it was time to perhaps not be quite under the pressure that one is under, you know, playing 100 concerts a year or something. So I decided to do that. It's been wonderful. I enjoy the teaching. I've taken quite a number of weekend-type things where I go and give master classes, perhaps do some performing and teaching at Oberlin, at University of Iowa, at University of Tennessee, and this next week at University of Missouri. I won't say that I have very much time to miss it. I'm on to other things.
That was cellist Joel Krosnick. He's chair of the cello department at the Juilliard School. He stepped down as the cellist with the Juilliard String Quartet just over a year ago. Krosnick will be in Columbia later this week as a judge for the 8th Plowman Chamber Music Competition and Festival. He's also giving a recital coming up tomorrow evening, April the 6th at 7 p.m. at First Baptist Church here in Columbia with pianist Peter Miyamoto. I asked Krosnick how his teaching style has evolved over his now 55-year career as a music educator.
It's evolved in the same way that my playing, my work, and my thinking about music has evolved. That's really what I'm doing with the teaching, is trying to equip young players to teach themselves and think for themselves. And as my thinking for myself has slowly evolved and changed, so has my teaching. And I notice, you know, when I there are a lot of recordings of my playing to which I basically don't listen. But I heard one the other day, a few months ago, and a solo recording that's been released by a Canadian company, and Virtuoso Music, and I listened to the sound that I made then, and I thought, wow, I wouldn't make that sound now. Was a different time, a different period, a different attitude. So the teaching has evolved in being more detailed and more in line with the playing that I've taught myself to do and that I tried to teach others to do. Their playing, not mine. But, I mean, in trying to show them how to teach themselves, it goes both ways. I wound up teaching myself during this process, too, feeling that if the students got out of their studying with me what I got out of my teaching with them, then they did very well. The performing and the teaching are sort of lined up together, and one feeds the other.
That was cellist Joel Krosnick. He'll be in Columbia later this week as a judge for the 8th Plowman Chamber Music Competition and Festival. Krosnick has a recital planned for tomorrow evening, Thursday, April 6th at 7 p.m. at Columbia's First Baptist Church. The cellist Krosnick will be joined on stage by the pianist Peter Miyamoto.